There was a third grade class, and they were assigned to tell a story with a moral to it. And the teacher stood up in front of the class and asked little Mary to stand up and to give her story with a moral. And she got up and she told a beautiful little story about how hard it is to save money. And the teacher said, "And what is the moral to this story?" And she said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." And another little girl told a beautiful story about the hem in the bottom of her dress with the moral of, "A stitch in time will save nine." And she went around and all the children had these little stories with a moral to them. But then she looked back in the back of the class, and there was a little boy called Ernie Schwartz. He was a skinny and short little boy with thick glasses. And she really didn't like him very much because he didn't pay attention, or if he did pay attention, he was disruptive. And she saw him back there, and he was not paying attention. He was doodling on his papers there. So she said, "I'm going to embarrass him. I'm going to call him out today." So she said, "Ernie," says, "I see you're not paying attention, as usual. And I'm assuming that you haven't done your assignment, as usual." And Ernie jumps up and says, "Oh, no, ma'am, I did my assignment." She says, "Ernie, well, if you did your assignment, let's hear it." So Ernie gets up and he said, "I was standing in the middle of a valley, and there were three mountains around me. And on the one mountain were Apache Indians all the way across. And on the other mountain, there were the Genghis Khan and his Mongols. And on the third mountain, there was the whole Roman legion. And I stood there alone in the valley with all I had was a sword. And then they all came charging down at me." Says, "First the Indians, then the Mongols, and then the Roman legion. And I started killing them and swiping my sword and killing their horses. And I was going and I was defeating them and I was doing this and I was doing that. And the whole class became very excited. And they were going, 'Go, Ernie, go. Go, Ernie, go.' And the teacher was yelling for them to be quiet. But she couldn't get over them. And the class continued on. Says, 'Go, Ernie, go.' And he continued on in graphic detail how he was destroying all these people. And the class was in an uproar. And then finally he lifted up his arm and he says, 'Silence.' And the class went silent. And he said, 'And then I looked in the valley and there was nothing but silence.' And then he stood up on his chair and then climbed up on his desk. And he said, 'And I stood up in the valley and I climbed to the top of the carnage and I put my bloody sword in the air and proclaimed victory.'" And the class came up in an uproar. They're saying, "Go, Ernie, go, go, Ernie, go." And the teacher was upset and she was mad and she was red-faced and her eyes were bulging out. And finally she got the class under control. And she looked angrily at Ernie. And she said, "And what, may I ask, was the moral of that story?" And he looked her in the eyes and he said, "Don't mess with Ernie Schwartz." Ernie, the skinny little boy with thick glasses, the target of many, many bullies, had an attitude that could not be defeated. He had an attitude. But he also had this facade, the persona, that he saw of himself. It's something that we all have. We are all really the weak little child deep inside. And we always put on this facade. We always create, or we try to create, this persona so that other people will look at us and think that we are more than what we are. Now, it might be for defense, because we want to create somebody that you don't want to mess with, like Ernie, or it might be because we want to impress people, because we want our egos to be filled. But really, who we are is a small child, this small, weak, scared child, and it's deep down inside of us. You know, I've become a senior citizen, and I don't even remember having become an adult. I think that most of us can relate to that. Since when do we see that small child coming out? Well, in a time of grief, what happens to that strong person that we have built up, that strong persona that we have created? What happens to it? What happens to a time in a time of troubles? Since the little child breaks down and cries, and we become that little child. That is who we really are, is that little child. Since we can build up and say the stories to ourselves and to others, we can build up this beautiful facade. We can paint it with all sorts of colors. We can put all sorts of makeup on it. We can put all sorts of nice clothing on it. But the reality is that who we really are is a small child. The rest of it are the trappings of this world. The rest of it is the trappings of humanity. In today's gospel, it tells us that our Lord so loved the world, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son so that we might be saved. And that's why he came, is to save us. But he didn't come necessarily to save this great personification of ourselves. He came to save that little child within us. All the rest are going to go away. Sooner or later, everything is going to fall apart. But it's that little child within us, that little child that we call our spirit, our soul, which is real like a child. Our Lord said that in order to inherit the kingdom, we must become like children. He's not saying that we have to act like children. He's not saying that we have to become childlike or childish. He says we have to become childlike. We have to rediscover that child in ourselves and allow that child out. We keep it out of embarrassment, possibly. We keep it locked up in a strong box, a steel box within us, so that the others won't see that child, so that the others won't realize that we're just a child, that we're very weak, like Ernie Schwartz. We try to project ourselves and make ourselves strong and big. But when the trouble comes, when the difficulties come, it says that is who we are. Sometimes we've heard that it's so easy to pray to God and it's so easy to believe when we're in trouble, when we're in difficulties, when we're grieving, when we're mourning. That's when we feel close to God. That's when we have the need to pray. because all of the rest has been stripped off. He says, and we become the child. This is what we're here in this world to do, is to strip off all of the worldliness and to become that child and to develop that child. The child who is loving, the child who is pure and innocent. That child is us. That child is who we need to become and focus on so that we might enter into the kingdom. It is the child in us who the Lord has come to save. It is not this great personification that we think we are.